from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Chris. Tonight, kickoff NFL season, NBC. Chiefs, Ravens from Arrowhead. It's from Arrowhead for the second year in a row. Ladies and gentlemen, the man who will be calling the game and will be at Ford Field Sunday for Sunday Night Football's Lions-Rams game is the one, the only, Mike Tirico. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Gentlemen, happy football season. How are we doing?
We're doing great. Before we start with football, I just want to say, and I'm not just saying this because you're here, you were unbelievable at the Olympics. Every person who watched that, whether they're man, woman, or child, all they talked about besides the competition was how great Mike Tirico was. And no surprise, but were unbelievable. And you knew everything.
Well, that is super nice. Thank you. We're a team effort. You guys know that, right? Yeah. And we all live it in our business and football and every walk of professional life. And our team just gave us a chance to enjoy the Olympics, and it was great. I'll tell you the most satisfying part of it, guys, honestly, the Olympics still matter to America. And after the last three or four, we weren't sure because it just didn't have the same energy, the same following. And fans were great. Team USA was great. Viewers were awesome. And it was a thrill to be a part of it. And I want to say I can't wait for LA 28, but we've got a couple of good football seasons between now and then. So we're looking forward to LA 28 for sure.
Was there any consideration, because you're going to be in Kansas City tonight, you're going to be in Detroit, yeah, which is right down the road. Yeah. How come you're not in Brazil?
Yeah, I know. Couldn't sneak Friday in Sao Paulo in along the way. The game's in good hands with Noah Eagle and Todd Blackledge. Honestly, if this wasn't the opening game, I would have loved to have done that game because those international games are cool. Lucky enough to do an Olympics in Brazil back in 2016 in Rio and do a World Cup in Rio in 2014. And it's a great sports country. People are passionate. It's just a beautiful place. I wish we could have done that game. But, hey, let me tell you, Arrowhead for the opener for the second straight year, and then Ford Field Sunday night is pretty damn cool.
I do have a follow-up to that because sports has taken me places that I never imagined I would go, and you're coming off on the heels of the Paris Olympics. You talked about Brazil and how you'd love to be there for that game. Where is the coolest place sports has taken you?
Wow. That's a good one. I would say probably Beijing. Probably to be sitting in China during COVID when they weren't allowing Americans in or anybody in for that matter. That was probably the most unique and special experience that I've had in terms of a place like that. I love, John, what I love about my job is that I've gotten to know America. Come to Kansas City, you're not going, okay, where's this, where's that? It almost every major league city, because doing the NBA too over the years, you get there and you feel like you have this working knowledge of the city. And there's so many of us talk about travel in the world. I've always wanted to travel America. When I was a kid, I wanted to see all 50 states, and I'm a Dakota shy of all 50. But I've loved getting to see and know America too. So that's it. But the bigger place where I never thought I'd find myself would be either Beijing or North Korea or South Korea, excuse me, for the Olympics.
Yeah. So tonight, Chiefs Ravens. The Chiefs are favored by 3 points right now.
Yeah.
Does last year, the fact that they lost the opener, does that stick in their craw a little bit that they won't be surprised? Not that the Ravens, they played in the AFC Championship game last year.
Yeah. I mean, hasn't been mentioned once in the 3 days I've been here. Now, if they lose the game, it's going to come up. Or if they're losing, certainly it'll come up. But not mentioned once. I think just because You've got a one to go for the three-peat. Two, you've got a rematch of the AFC Championship game, a game they won on the road. Remember, yeah. Kansas City did all their winning on the way to these Super Bowls at home and then had to go on the road after that frigid six-below wildcard game we did against Miami. And they did. They won at Buffalo. They won at Baltimore. And here they were back in the Super Bowl. I think, like, football-wise, guys, we can talk Kansas City if you want in a bit. I think the really unique thing with Baltimore is, let's say you're Leo Chanel, one of the linebackers, or Nick Bolton, one of the linebackers, or Drew Tranquil, the three linebackers for the Chiefs. When the Ravens come out on first down, you're going to stand there in your linebacker position. You're going to look behind the center, and you're going to see Lamar Jackson, who is, you know, he's played the quarterback position in one of the most, if not the most unique way the last 5 or 6 years. And behind him is Derrick Henry. There's no running back like him. John, as you know, it's 6'3", 247.
Yeah.
You're going to see a backfield the likes of which you've never seen before. Now, can Baltimore access all that's possible with those guys? I don't know if they have the offensive line to. I don't know if they're going to get there later on in the season. But that could be one of the most unique combinations we've ever seen in a backfield. And if they're right, they could do some really, really good things this year. On top of a team that, guys, was 12-5 and the best in the NFL last year. Baltimore had the best record in the league. People forget that. They could do some really good things. I don't think they'll be there tonight, but as the season goes on, watch that closely.
Well, as the season goes on, and let's just keep it in the AFC, who's the biggest threat to Kansas City?
I think these guys. I do. You know, look, we all know Jim. Jim's going to do things with the Chargers. There's going to be a toughness to that team. He's going to get Herbert to a level that probably is better than anybody else has. That's just what Harbs has done everywhere he's been, right? But in the rest of that division, you know, is anybody going to threaten Kansas City? Probably not. In the South, Houston is very, very good. We get them week 2 against Chicago. They are an excellent team. Their roster is even better. Let's see if they make the year 2 progression or if it's not an even fit. But other than them, in the South, I don't think Indy's on this level. The other team's there. The North, you got the Ravens. No Steelers, quarterback question. Cincinnati, what's happening with Chase? Cleveland, is Deshaun Watson going to be Deshaun Watson from 4 years ago now? So I think Kansas City is the favorite to get back in the AFC. The East, Rodgers' health, I don't know. Miami, good. Can they win in cold weather? And Buffalo, I think, doesn't have the same talent that they did a year ago. I still like that team, but I don't know if they're better than they were this time last year. So I think this is kind of a Kansas City team to beat, and Baltimore right after them.
Mike Tirico, NBC Sports, of course, living in Ann Arbor, joins us here on the Costa and Jansen program. Stoney here in for Jim. Now, let's talk about the NFC. It's not just the Detroit homerism here. Everybody nationally, the cover of Sports Illustrated, believes in the Detroit Lions. Are the Lions, in your opinion, the best team in the NFC?
They're right there. Right there with San Francisco. San Francisco is still very good. It wasn't just the comeback with San Francisco. The 49ers have been a good team here. They've been the most consistent team the last 4 or 5 years. But just getting in the NFC, just getting ready for the Lions game on Sunday. And, you know, when you have 2 games in a short period of time, I usually prep the first one and then leave that to the side for a couple of days and come back to the one that's more immediate. So just looking through the Lions and get ready for the game against the Rams, it's the same team. The offense is the same. Yes, you make a change at guard. Yes, you know, you have a different third receiver. But you look at this team, when you go year to year, you usually go, okay, we got a lot of changes to make. This is 5 new guys, 6 new guys. It's the same team on offense where they were a top 5 offense for the most part, and they are better on defense. They're just better. Linebacker questions are answered. They'll improve. Inside, if healthy, they will be better up there. And the secondary remake is – on paper, fabulous. So you look at all those things, you cannot walk away and say the team is just as good as the team that was within a quarter or a defensive stop or a fourth down conversion to the Super Bowl. So, yeah, they're right there with the team that was there last year, San Francisco, as teams to beat in the NFC, which is different, right? There's mm-hmm. a different temperature, different atmosphere in the room when you're the one who is the team to beat, and that's going to be part of the joy of watching this season play out, I think, with the Lions.
Well, from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, and the fun part about it is you start off with the Rams, you start off with an NFC team, and you're already thinking about possible tiebreakers in the playoffs. And I know it's way too early, but I mean, when in our lifetimes have we had a chance to think about these things? And I'm curious, because if the Lions do start quickly, and we always try and figure out, okay, how do they overtake San Francisco? Because they were the team that went to the Super Bowl. Is there concern at the beginning of the season for San Francisco that Brock Purdy didn't look great in the preseason, albeit preseason, that Ayuk wasn't there, Trent Williams wasn't there, and there's a difference of being in shape versus football shape, and then everything that's going on with, obviously, Ricky Pearsall won't be there.
Right. Yeah, their pieces aren't whole. No doubt about it. Everything you brought up is legit, John. You know, I've looked at these teams over the years. When you've been there three or four times in a row, sometimes it's okay for a Trent Williams not to be in camp. Yeah. I like a happy Brandon Ayuk, right? It's probably going to be a Deebo Samuel, you know, who's motivated as well as his future gets figured out here over the next year or two with what he's doing contractually. All that stuff plays in. There's that drama. Anytime you have a really good team, you're going to have those kind of things going on, save what happened to Pearsall. And thank goodness he's alive and he's lucky that he is and all that stuff. But when you put all that in the blender, San Francisco's been through this, so a lengthy run through a regular season to build to the playoffs feels a little different. And same thing with Detroit now. Like, I think it feels a little bit different because you're not as worried about, oh my gosh, they've got to be 4-1 coming into week 5 and week 6. As long as they're in the playoffs, they can beat anybody anywhere. Do you want home field? Of course you do. But do you trust this team to go win on the road? Absolutely. So I think you just look at it through a different prism. Mm-hmm. This team's fine. As long as they keep Goff healthy, keep the key people healthy. Depth in the receiver room, obviously, is that one place that you go, man, if they lose one, that's really where they don't have a direct answer at the moment. Other than that, this team stays healthy. This should be at least a 10, 11, 12-win team. It feels weird to say it, I know. But it's just a different feeling going into the season. A lot of the calls you guys are going to get is when they're not perfect, how disappointed people are. Last year's team was bad. It's just going to be that strange change of emotions with this team, which is the joy of having a great football team. And Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell have built an excellent, excellent football team.
Give me one team from each conference who it will be a major surprise making the playoffs.
Good one. Jets wouldn't count as a surprise, I would imagine, for people.
Right.
But I think with halfway decent quarterback play, they were a playoff team last year. So I might give you that. In the AFC, I think because everybody's been around, I don't know if there's a surprise team necessarily. I would say maybe Indianapolis, but the quarterback play there has me a little uncertain of saying that. Well, give me the Chargers. Let me give you the Chargers. I think Jim might be able to to hard-nose that team and get Herbert to maximize his skill. And in the NFC, guys, I'm buying the Commanders.
So that was mine.
I am buying. Is it? Okay, I didn't know that. I am buying the Commanders. We had him in the preseason. The atmosphere is great. Dan Quinn's built a good team. I like their defense. They added veterans on defense. Quarterback's the real deal. I haven't seen Caleb Williams yet in Chicago. We'll see him week two. But I saw Jaden Daniels and got a chance to watch him practice, got a chance to visit with him, hear the people around that building. That guy's the real deal, man. I think he's a star quarterback in the making. So I'll give you the Commanders as my certain in the NFC, and I'll waffle on the AFC.
Well, being an Arrowhead on tonight and then Ford Field Sunday, hopefully your hearing will be okay by Monday morning.
Absolutely. Look forward to the start of the season. Look forward to not having all of Detroit hating me on Friday morning after the opener this year. That'll be great. Look forward to that. That'll be a lot of fun. If the Lions win game one, I don't plan out calls, right?
Yes.
But if the Lions win opening night, I've got one for you, for everybody. Everybody had a little fun at my expense, and rightfully so last year. I got one for you Sunday night if they win. So it's up to your team. Lions win on Sunday night. I got one just for all of you to kind of wink back at Metro Detroit. Hey, what a great time to have awesome football and look forward to a season like this. And how about our Tigers? Still alive in September.
Yeah. Well, last night really screwed them, I think.
I know.
They blew that game.
No, but there's an excitement we haven't had in September in a decade.
Yes, it's true. Hey,
the Guardians just played the Royals, and the Guardians are in our hotel. And I saw Matt Boyd in the lobby on Tuesday. I'm like, hey, man, when you get in there, can you just do a solid for the old English D, man? Just make sure you guys take care of business when you play these other teams. It's good to see hope. There's hope everywhere. Let's enjoy the fall.
One final thing for all those who aren't huge football fans, but if they tune in tonight, there'll be a Taylor Swift sighting in the suite tonight?
I would imagine so. We actually, Travis Kelce talked about being on stage at Wembley because during the concert in England, mm-hmm. during the Eras Tour International part, he came out and lifted Taylor and carried her over as part of the show and top hat and tails and the whole deal. And he talked about that a little bit, so we'll share that during the game. But it's pretty funny. Here's the one thing. Chris Sims interviewed Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick said, Taylor's like starting to understand football at a different level. Like asking Mahomes, like, why didn't you do that? Or why didn't you do this on a play? Which is pretty funny. So Mahomes said, hey, are you trying to, draw plays? And he's challenged her to draw up a play. And as silly as these guys are, they'd put it in, and it would work. With the Lions, seriously, guys, John, you know this, like the joy in the journey gets lost when you're good year in year. That's what the Chiefs have. You go in their building, and there is still joy, and it feels fresh. And that's going to be the thing that helps the Lions. They got a guy in Dan Campbell and a building that keeps it happy and enjoyable and love coming to work. And, man, you feel that with this team as much as any team I've been around Kansas City. It's why part of the reason that they're so damn good this long. But Taylor will be here, and I'll send her your best, Sony.
Oh, thank you. And Mahomes should change her set list. That's what he should do. If she wants to call plays, he should alter the set list.
Write her a song.
But Bruce was doing the whole same set list on the last tour.
I know.
You know that.
I know.
It bothered both of us.
Yes.
But somebody told me it's like a lighting thing now that the lighting and the staging of the show is so big that sometimes it's hard to just change lighting or set list for shows the way you used to. I don't know. Just that's what I was told. Yeah. Whatever.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a great broadcast. Great talking to you again. And thanks for everything as always.
It is great to hear both you guys, and miss you all, and look forward to seeing you back home soon.
All right. See you Sunday.
You guys. See you Sunday, pal. Take care.
All right. Mike Tirico, NBC Sports, joining us. Costa and Jansen, 97.1 The Ticket.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.